Sean Mullen back live at Westman Place in Brandon. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Broncos associate coach Josh Dixon after the Broncos win 3-2 on the road in Brandon in the shootout here tonight. A gutsy effort by Swift Current. Third road game in 5 days. Illness and injuries going through the team, and that's a big, big win. Coach, your thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, certainly we're very proud of our guys. To your point, that was a very gutsy, hardworking battle-type effort tonight. Everybody showed up and competed. They're a difficult team to play against any night Brandon is, but certainly in their own building. And it's a place where, you know, it's a difficult place to certainly win and somewhere we haven't had a lot of success. So to come in here and play the way we did here tonight, have just an excellent start, a great first period, and find a way to continue to battle. And they threw everything at us, but very, very proud of our group and the effort they showed and the resiliency and certainly the character.
Mark Lamb, the last two pregame shows, has asked for more out of his goaltenders, and boy, did he get it from Landon Beau tonight. 52 saves, strong in the shootout where he seems to be finding his comfort zone, and he was tremendous for you guys.
Without question, unbelievable in the shootout, in overtime, late in the third period as well on that penalty kill. Made some really big saves, and was just solid all night long. He managed the game very well, I thought. So he killed the play when he needed to, and he made the key saves at the key times. And the biggest thing for us was just, you know, from both our goaltenders, is making sure that there's no soft, unnecessary goals going in a game that puts us behind. And Landon certainly did an unbelievable job and deserves a lot of the credit for the victory here tonight and for his play.
Carter Rigby comes back in. He was a game-time decision today. One, gives some inspiration, I would think, that he's gutting it out and getting in the lineup and playing for you guys tonight. Then steps up with a goal, an assist, a huge defensive stop in the third period. Takes a penalty, but still maybe saving a goal and nearly sets up the game winner in overtime. Talk about his performance for you today.
Well, certainly, just the presence that Carter brings in the dressing room is tremendous. His experience, his wisdom. Anytime you have a 20-year-old out of the lineup, it's big. And for us to have two 20-year-olds and the impact that both Coda and Carter bring to the lineup is tremendous. So to not have them has been difficult. Certainly getting Carter back tonight was a big lift. His goal was big for us to get us going on the right foot. The minutes that he eats up, the matchups that he plays against, his physicality, his strength along the wall, all those little intangibles that he brings are excellent. And we look for him just to continue to make an improved effort moving forward and certainly an impactful effort each and every night.
The first period I thought was really to the T what you'd want out of a road period, except that you couldn't make it 2-0 because DeBrusk had a chance to do that and almost made it 2-0. But outside of that, couldn't have asked for much more out of the first, and you were really able to contain their speed. What do you think you did so well in the first period to get off to a good start and put yourselves in a comfortable, not comfortable position, but a real good position for the rest of the hockey game?
Well, I think the neutral zone play was very important here tonight in the first period. We really focused on it coming into today's game. We talked at length about the way we played in the neutral zone against both Calgary and Kootenay, needing to do a better job defending the rush, needing to do a better job preventing teams from entering our zone with ease and just simply conceding shots. And five-man units on the ice tonight did a very good job in the first period, not only just simply standing up and making contact, which we did a good job of, and having a better gap, but forcing turnovers, making it difficult for Brandon to enter the zone. And whenever you do that, you slow other teams down, especially a team like Brandon that transitions so well, that's such a threat off the rush. If you can make contact in the neutral zone, if you can force turnovers, or at the very least make it more difficult for them to enter your zone, you really start to slow down their attack, and you force them to have to play a game they don't like to have to play, which is to dump pucks in and to have to go and retrieve them. And I thought we did a good job tonight in the first period of really establishing our game through the neutral zone. And then conversely, when we had possession of the puck, we did a good job managing it, limited our turnovers, especially compared to the two games on the road prior to tonight's game, and certainly getting pucks behind their defense allows us to go on the forecheck and forces them to have to go back and get pucks.
No question, though, after you guys made it 2-0 early in the second, they really started to skate and were able to create their share of chances and obviously got a lot of pucks to the net, getting 54. How did you feel about the way you guys defended as the game went on? Because certainly they had more chances, although I did think you were able to force a lot of outside shots as well.
Well, we knew going into the second period that they were going to have a big push. And as I said earlier, they're a very tough team to play against in this building, and there's a reason why they're top team in the conference and one of the top teams in the country. They show up and play. They have a deep roster, both at the forward and defense position, and strong goaltending. And they really came at us. They came at us in waves, and they certainly threw a lot of pucks towards the net. But I thought we did a good job, and again, in five-man units defending, we did a good job recognizing where our coverage points were. We were more physical tonight than probably we have been against this team all season, which I think really played to our favor as the game wore on, and just the urgency with which we competed, the urgency with which we played defense. And there's always those ebbs and flows in hockey, especially in junior hockey, where one team will start to dominate the play, and you really have to just find a way to survive and try not to give them too many second, third opportunities. I felt like on their goals, those were opportunities where we could have done a better job managing the puck, and we really made the game more difficult than it needed to be. But certainly for the most part, through the second and third, and even in overtime as well, we competed hard defensively, and our strong defensive play obviously led to the win.
Landon Beau was big, but the whole penalty kill I thought was tremendous tonight. And, of course, that's a repeated story throughout the season. You're over 90% on the road on the PK so far this season. But I had some moments. Learnett was in the box in the third period, and he's always out there. That was a huge kill. Late in the hockey game, 45 seconds left, and then into the overtime, another huge kill. Held the second-best power play in the league to 0-for-4. And what did you make of your performance in that way tonight?
Well, I think it was a combination on the penalty kill of both being very detail-oriented and obviously doing a good job in the pre-scout, making sure we identified Brandon's strengths. And players, to their credit, did a good job absorbing that information and applying it on the ice. And the second part of that would be just the sacrifice level, players willing to block shots, especially at the end of the third period when you have Learnout in the box, not being able to have Hetherington as well. So that makes it difficult. Those are two key penalty killers. And you have Folk on the ice and Nickel on the ice and Lajoie, and they end up, really doing an excellent job. And then in overtime as well, with Caver and with Nickel and Learnout basically killing the entire penalty and unable to get off the ice and just giving absolutely everything they had. And that was just tremendous. And it speaks a lot to the character that those players bring. And really the entire bench really fed off of that. Being a good penalty killing team allows us to be physical, allows us to try to play a tough Bronco style hockey that we like to try to play both at home and on the road. And obviously if our penalty kill continue to be successful, then we can play that difficult and tough style of hockey.
You mentioned him, Ayrton Nickel, a guy I wanted to touch on, because with Hetherington out for 4 to 6 weeks, he's a veteran who's going to have to step up and play some big defensive minutes. And I thought today was as good as he's played in his time as a Swift Current Bronco, really playing huge minutes for you guys in big situations and staying an even plus-minus tonight. What did you make of Nichols' game and what you're going to need from him down the stretch here?
Well, I'd certainly agree that that's the best game I've seen him play, both in terms of his defensive play, his physicality, and also his puck management as well. He kept the game simple. He made a good first pass. He didn't overcomplicate things on transition. But, boy, was he difficult to play against off the rush. He was difficult to play against in our zone. Very physical, very tight checking as well. So can't say enough good things about the way that Nick's competed here tonight, how well he killed penalties as well. And he's a player, and we've talked at length about our injury and sickness situation where opportunities present themselves for certain players to step up. And obviously, Ayrton's one of those players that's making the most of that opportunity right now with increased minutes and increased roles and situations. With the way he's played and with his attitude. And the thing that's been really, really important for Nick's is his ability to play at such a high intensity level and almost on that edge, but control himself and his control and his anger management and his ability to really gauge the situation has certainly improved as well. A maturity factor, but to his credit, it's allowed him to play better. So I'm very, very proud and happy with the way he played here tonight.
Now, next five games you guys play against teams that are below you in the standings in the East Division. Of course, Prince Albert's won every game between the two teams, and Saskatoon has beaten you and has really pushed you as well. So, obviously, no one's taking those games for granted. That said, when you have games like that with teams that are below you in the standings and you're trying to put some distance between yourself and Moose Jaw, how important is it to take advantage of these games and play the right way against these teams over this stretch?
It really could make or break your season and make or break your final standings. I think back to last year and the importance of February and certain streaks that teams go on and don't go on and really plays a big factor in final positioning. So we certainly understand the importance of these games coming up. We can't look past anybody, and we need to really bottle the emotion and the compete level and the intensity we had here tonight and take that into Saskatoon. At the end of the day, at this stretch and this time of the season, the opponent, you know, really can't matter too much. Obviously, winning in Brandon is special, but being able to find a way to get points, being able to be the same team consistently each and every night is going to be so important, and that's the type of playoff mentality and the playoff style of hockey we need to have. So this is a big stretch and a big test for us, and like I said, can ultimately determine where we finish come playoff time.
Well, and Saskatoon's playing great hockey right now, rattling off five straight wins, and they've got some skill, young, but lots of skill in that lineup you guys have to be ready for.
Yeah, there's such parity in this league. There's no easy nights, and really you can tell based on the standings and the scores that anyone can beat any other team on a given night, and so we have to make sure we bring our best effort, our best focus and attention each and every game in order to make sure that we make the most of the points and the potential streaks that can create themselves if you're prepared and ready to play.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Broncos associate coach Josh Dixon after a big 3-2 shootout win over Brandon. This is Swift Current Broncos Hockey. We've got our game shifter, unsung hero, crunch of the game, and tough guy of the game to come on the Eagle 94-1.